Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Fetal Alcohol Syndrome, Children and Adults, Interventions for Families and Caregivers. Our primary intent for this Home Study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Ann Rogers. I will be the narrator of this CD. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc. dealing with fetal alcohol syndrome. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content, either for your own purposes, or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce the CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to the CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind that there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of the CD. For purpose of brevity, most generally, I will use the term therapists or mental health professionals. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situation. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD, we will discuss such topics as diagnostic modes, secondary disabilities, childhood, adolescence, adulthood, the advocacy mode, and preparing for school. So let's get started. On the rest of this track, we will discuss three different modes of diagnosis of clients with fetal alcohol syndrome. These different diagnostic modes include physical and behavioral characteristics, emotional characteristics, and less severe characteristics. As you are already aware, there are several different disorders related to prenatal exposure to alcohol. These include possible fetal alcohol effects, or PFAE, fetal alcohol effects, or FAE, alcohol-related neurodevelopmental disorder, or ARND, and fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS, which is what this course mainly deals with. The first diagnostic mode deals with physical and behavioral characteristics. Clients who have FAS are often characterized by smaller eyes and head, a pursed mouth, and a malnourished look. Most of these physical characteristics can be observed at birth, with varying degrees of intensity. With regards to behavioral characteristics, FAS clients may have difficulty, especially as they mature, in evaluating a situation and using their past experiences to cope with the problems at hand. As FAS clients mature, manifestations of the damage become more and more prevalent. Extremely high rates of mental illness, as well as high rates of disrupted school experiences, trouble with the law, and alcohol and other drug problems are more widespread in clients with FAS. In early childhood and adolescence, a client with FAS may have difficulties generalizing information, matching words and behavior, predicting outcomes of events, and distinguishing fact from fantasy. When a client's parents realize that their child has FAS, I find it useful to prepare them for the difficulties their son or daughter may face in the future. Julie, age 7, was the adopted daughter of Rick and Jan. When she was first born, Jan noticed that there was something unique about the way Julie looked. Jan stated, "Her mouth looked like she was smiling, but I know for a fact that newborn infants can't smile. Their muscles aren't developed. After she started walking, she got in all sorts of trouble. When I wasn't looking, she grabbed the radiator and burned herself. I told her, 'That's hot! Don't touch it again!' Even though she was 3, she should have learned, but the next day she touched it again. And it's the same with other mistakes. She doesn't seem to connect her actions with the consequences." At the age of 5, Julie had been diagnosed with fetal alcohol syndrome. I stated to Rick and Jan, "Because Julie's difficulty learning and memorizing is going to become more pronounced the older she gets, I feel that it is important for you to understand that she is going to need more attention from you. As you have already noticed, she doesn't learn from her mistakes, so supervision is key. Also, patience with her is important because she does not understand what she's doing is wrong. Think of your Rick and Jan. How would you prepare them for the difficulties ahead?" The second diagnostic mode deals with emotional characteristics. Clients diagnosed with FAS are often extremely affectionate, even to people that they do not know well. This comes from a trusting nature, which can cause difficulty in a developing client. When he or she has so willingly placed trust in another person, an FAS client will not be able to understand if the other person causes him or her harm. The FAS child knows no boundary of trust, even when that trust is broken, and the client will continue to unreservedly place his or her faith in others. FAS clients will often remain naive, despite their years, but they can also be grumpy, irritable, and rigid. They may become frustrated with their inability to interact normally with the world around them. Lionel, age 9, was a friendly young client. Although he had difficulty implementing learned material in everyday life, his IQ was relatively normal, as well as his verbal communication. However, his adoptive parents, Don and Stacy, were concerned with his indiscrimination towards strangers. Don stated, "We'll take him to the park and lose sight of him almost immediately because he's gone to make friends. And that's all well and good when his friends are other children his age. But he goes up to complete strangers and engages them in conversation. I'm afraid, and so is Stacy, that one of his new friends is going to take advantage of his trusting nature and will never see Lionel again." I stated to Don and Stacy, "Although Lionel may not be able to learn the difference between friend and stranger on his own, you can facilitate his attributes and reduce the risk of harm by providing a structure for him. Instead of taking him to the park, organize a play day with other children in the neighborhood. The next time you take him to a park, encourage him to play games with other children. If he is otherwise occupied, he may be less inclined to talk to strangers." Think of your Lionel. How could his or her parents prevent him or her from approaching possibly unfriendly strangers? In addition to physical, behavioral, and emotional characteristics, clients who have less severe exposure to alcohol will display less severe characteristics and constitute the third diagnostic model. As we discussed at the beginning of this track, there are different degrees of prenatal exposure to alcohol. Those clients whose parents were drinking prior to the revelation of the pregnancy, but quit after a positive pregnancy test, will often display less obvious characteristics of the brain damage. Although the client may not exhibit the physical characteristics of clients with FAS, he or she may have less obvious behavioral problems. These abnormalities do not usually make themselves known until the client has been enrolled in school, when their parents can compare them to other children. Janice, age 6, had been brought into me after her teachers reported a severe deficiency in attentiveness. Her mother, Macy, had thought that her daughter was merely curious and precocious. She stated, "Janice was always energetic and on the go at home. I thought she was much more advanced than the other children, but the teacher tells me that she's flighty and doesn't sit still." I asked Macy about alcohol usage during her pregnancy with Janice. Macy stated, "She wasn't really a planned pregnancy. My husband and I didn't want children until we were a little more financially secure, but we weren't the most careful of couples. I didn't know I was pregnant with Janice until a month in, and I had been drinking regularly that entire time. If I did this to her, I don't know how I could live with myself." I stated to Macy, "Janice's behavior problems may have stemmed from the exposure to alcohol, but her symptoms are less severe than other clients I've treated. Her behavioral problems can be relatively easily treated with love and support. By providing a structured environment at home, adjusting to the structured life at school will become easier for Janice. We will discuss creating this structured environment in a later track. Think of your Janice. What characteristics of pretil exposure to alcohol does he or she exhibit? On this track, we discuss three different modes of diagnosis of clients with fetal alcohol syndrome. These different diagnostic modes included physical and behavioral characteristics, emotional characteristics, and less severe characteristics. On the next track, we will examine four secondary disabilities frequently found in FAS clients. These four secondary disabilities include mental health, frequent troubles with authoritative institutions, alcohol abuse, and inappropriate sexual behavior. Question 1. What are three different modes of diagnosis of clients with fetal alcohol syndrome?